Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
The COVID vaccines are almost here, but now comes the hard part. We need people to take them. Enter your favorite celebrity. It's not a new approach, really. We're used to celebrities and influencers and social media getting us to buy things, but this is going to be a different kind of challenge. Soon, all the people we follow might actually be trying to get us in line for a shot or two. Recode's Rebecca Hiawile has been reporting this story. Hey, Rebecca.
Hey.
So why do we need these people in the first place? Can you explain like why we might need, you know, a Kim Kardashian to get us in the line for a COVID vaccine?
There's a lot of concern that people just won't take the COVID-19 vaccine. It doesn't mean that these people don't trust vaccinations in general, but there's a lot of reluctance. This has been an incredibly fast process for finding a vaccine historically, and there's also some concern that it's been politicized and people are understandably nervous. So the idea of using celebrities and influencers is to basically promote trust, say, you trust me as a spokesperson, I'm willing to get this vaccine, and you should feel comfortable getting it too. And of course, maybe it'll be Kim Kardashian, but it's also possible that it might be like doctors who have large social media followings, religious leaders, all sorts of, you know, influencers taking a pretty broad approach. Another important element of this is that there's concern that there's an anti-vax misinformation campaign and efforts that have been online for a really long time. And we sort of need to counteract that in some respect, especially since there is a pretty significant population of people who are reluctant to take this vaccine.
I guess it makes me wonder, and this might be a dumb question, but who's typically behind pro-vaccine campaigns? Frankly, any vaccine, right? Now, I'm not talking about the coronavirus vaccine. Like, the companies that make the drugs are interested in people taking it. There's obviously a public interest, so the government's interested. But like, just set the scene for me about how anybody convinces anybody else to take the vaccine.
I mean, it could look like a lot of things. It might be celebrities or influencers just deciding on their own that they want to promote this in the same way that your feed was probably covered with celebrities and influencers promoting mask wearing. It didn't necessarily mean they were being hired to do so. But if you look at the United Kingdom, the NHS there is planning to bring along celebrities they think will be trusted to promote vaccination. In the United States, the Ad Council, which is most famous for, you know, producing the Smokey the Bear wildfire campaigns, they're putting together an influencer-based campaign to promote vaccination. And then there are even former presidents, including Obama and George W. Bush, who have committed to getting this vaccine, and I believe publicly as well.
Right, right. So what you're saying is it's normal to expect famous people to push the vaccine and not just rely on the official powers that be, whether it's a pharmaceutical company or a government. There's sort of this informal advocacy operation that happens all the time.
Right. I mean, people in discussing how we're going to talk about a COVID-19 vaccine right now have been pointing to the example in 1956 of Elvis Presley, right before a performance on the Ed Sullivan Show, getting the polio vaccine.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, yes, that's right, Elvis Presley.
And that was really powerful in just normalizing getting this vaccine. It doesn't mean it's this nefarious thing. It's people and celebrities and influencers to some extent will probably get commended for promoting this. And they, you know, see a virtue in it, just like public health agencies and governments. It's going to be everyone promoting it. But I think the idea with influencers and celebrities is that it's just another way to speak to very specific audiences and put a face to that trust. There's even this example of President Eisenhower's grandson getting vaccinated, and that promoted children getting vaccinated.
In 1955, over 10 million children received one or more injections of Salk vaccine, including this boy, the president's own grandson, David Eisenhower. And now, like millions of boys and girls across the nation, David, too, is protected against paralytic polio.
Isn't there a concern, right, that not all celebrities are Elvis or are, you know, the Eisenhower grandkids or, you know, maybe even Kim Kardashian? But, like, isn't there some concern that this could backfire, right? That if you invite celebrities into the apparatus for public health communication, that there could be some screw up, right? That even if 10 celebrities say the right thing, the one that doesn't could lead to problems.
I think that's a very valid fear. And a lot of the public health communications experts that I've already spoken to have said you need to be very careful in the messengers that you appoint for this purpose. Yeah. Even if it's someone who says all the right thing, you could imagine that a celebrity that's very trusted by some one audience would be really distrusted by another. And that could actually backfire and make people think, you know, oh, Kim Kardashian endorsed it. Like, there's no way I'm taking it now, right? I think that this gets really, really complicated. People might see it as too coordinated, too commercial. You know, there's an ongoing concern about the vaccination debate being politicized, even though people probably should trust the vaccine. You know, there's still that tension, and celebrities, you know, will fit in to how people are imagining those conversations. Another important part of the context for this is that there have been celebrities promoting anti-vaccination content for a really long time, and those communities and that content has, you know, grown on the internet, you know, thinking of Jenny McCarthy, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and that has to play into this conversation as well.
Right. So there's the concern that you want celebrities, but only the good ones, right? I mean, if only it were that easy. To read more of Rebecca's work, head to recode.net. Rebecca, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much.